I have observed over several years that most real estate agents in Uganda are solo lone wolves in a growing real estate market. As the nation continues to develop, the demand for real estate services is on the rise. In this dynamic environment, it's interesting to note that many real estate agents in Uganda often work as individuals, or at best, semi-independent operators who collaborate only sparingly. In this blog, we'll explore this behavior and attempt to understand why most agents in Uganda prefer to work independently or in loosely connected partnerships. 1. Entrepreneurial spirit. One of the key drivers behind the prevalent independent approach among real estate agents in Uganda can be attributed to the nation's robust entrepreneurial spirit. Uganda boasts a culture where individuals exhibit a strong inclination towards self-reliance. They typically embark on their real estate journeys as sole operators, taking immense pride in their capacity to manage their business autonomously. As they continue down this path, they become entwined with the ideals of individualism, which brings the advantages of swift decision-making. In this context, real estate agents often perceive themselves as entrepreneurs, and this entrepreneurial mindset propels them towards self-sufficiency. 2. Trust and control. Real estate transactions often involve substantial sums of money and intricate legal processes. Agents who work independently or in semi-independent partnerships may do so to maintain greater control and trust over their deals. By handling their transactions themselves, they can ensure that all aspects are managed according to their standards. 3. Commission structure. The commission structure in the Ugandan real estate market can incentivize agents to be self-reliant. In an industry where commissions are a significant part of an agent's income, the prospect of sharing a commission with a partner or team can be less appealing. Independent agents can keep the entire commission for themselves, potentially leading to more significant financial rewards. 4. Limited collaborative culture. The real estate industry in Uganda has historically been characterized by a limited culture of collaboration. Many agents operate in silos, and there's often a lack of formal networks or associations that encourage cooperation and partnership. This lack of collaboration has contributed to the prevalence of lone wolf agents. 5. Competition and self-reliance. Competition in the Ugandan real estate market is fierce, and agents may view one another as rivals rather than potential allies. This competitive environment can discourage agents from forming extensive partnerships. Instead, they may prefer to rely on their own skills, networks, and resources to secure deals. 6. Scarcity of resources. The real estate industry in Uganda can sometimes be resource-constrained. Agents may not have access to comprehensive support systems, including marketing teams, legal advisors, or administrative staff. As a result, they might choose to operate independently, as they don't have the means to maintain a team that can handle all aspects of a transaction. 7. Compliance and regulatory challenges. Navigating the regulatory landscape in Uganda can be complex, and it often requires specialized knowledge. Real estate agents who operate independently may do so to minimize their exposure to potential regulatory issues. By maintaining control over their deals, they can ensure compliance with relevant laws and regulations. Conclusion: while the real estate market in Uganda is on the upswing, it's evident that many agents prefer to operate as lone wolves or maintain semi-independent partnerships. This behavior is driven by a combination of factors, including a strong entrepreneurial spirit, the desire for control and trust, the commission structure, limited collaboration culture, intense competition, resource scarcity, and regulatory challenges. It's important to note that this independent approach isn't necessarily a negative aspect of the industry. It reflects the resilience and resourcefulness of real estate professionals in Uganda. However, as the market continues to evolve, there may be opportunities for agents to find ways to balance their independent spirit with greater collaboration and support, ultimately benefiting both agents and their clients in the long run.